Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Gift by Dave Donovan, performed by Jeff Cummings. Chapter 1. Colonel Eric Webb entered the briefing room and closed the door. The room was nondescript, the kind found in government buildings across the country, with old furniture, mismatched chairs, and file cabinets containing paperwork unreferenced for years. Yet it was clean and neat, with new paint and freshly waxed floors. What could be done with limited funds and nearly limitless labor had been done. Seated before him were eight people recently rousted from bed, none of them looking his or her best. There had been no time for that. Though Webb was the only one in uniform, three of the eight were also military. The rest, civilian. For a small group, it was surprisingly diverse. While an outside observer would likely conclude they had all just stepped off the same airplane, the truth was they were a highly specialized team, one of the United States' first contact teams, and about to put theory to practice.
"What you hear today stays in this room. Do not share it with your spouse. Do not confide in your mother. Do not tell your friends. Keep your questions until the end of the briefing, and keep an open mind. Captain, proceed," Webb instructed.
As Webb stepped away and took his seat, from behind him appeared Captain Jane Andrews, previously hidden by Webb's massive frame. Petite, brunette, fair-skinned, and green-eyed, what Andrews lacked in physical stature, she made up for in confidence and competence. Walking toward the lectern, she showed neither enthusiasm nor hesitancy. She had bad news to share and a deep understanding that bad news does not age well.
"Ladies and gentlemen, at 0322 this morning, our GODSS sensor suite at Socorro, New Mexico, detected an anomalous object outside the orbit of the moon. At 0327, we retasked two Space Surveillance Network, SSN, satellites to verify or deny the sighting and begin triangulating. 6 minutes later, we received confirmation that the object was not a glitch in Socorro's systems. Without the recent upgrades to Deep Stare, we might not have spotted this for several more hours. Although it is large, it has a very low albedo. The object is real and is on course to intersect Earth. If it does so at its current speed..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?